This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Aid workers said they struggled on Monday to distribute dwindling food to hundreds of thousands of Palestinians displaced by what Israel claims is a limited operation in Rafah. The two main crossings near the southern Gaza city have been closed for over a week. The UN says 360,000 Palestinians have fled Rafah over the past week out of 1.3 million who were sheltering there before the operation began. Most had already fled fighting elsewhere. Despite the recent uptick in cross-border bombardments between Israel and the Iran-backed Hezbollah militia in Lebanon, analysts say both foes may not want it to escalate, given their conflict, the tremendous cost to both countries. Dale Gavlik reports.
The United Nations World Food Program provides aid to more than 158,000 people in Lebanon who are affected by war, but warns that should conditions worsen, it cannot supply more. Lebanese authorities say there has been more than $1.5 billion in damages so far from cross-border hostilities. Israel's defense minister, Yoav Gallant, has warned that either a diplomatic agreement or a military solution was required for Israeli residents who have fled the border region to return home in the north. Dale Gavlak, VOA News.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and his cabinet ministers were heckled on Monday at Memorial Day ceremonies held in honor of fallen soldiers and Israeli civilian victims of hostilities. A person called Netanyahu garbage as he entered.